Listening effectively, John A. Klein.
Remembering. Memorization of facts is not the key to good listening. Yet memory is often a necessary and integral part of the listening process. Some would go so far as to say, if you can't remember it, you weren't listening. This statement is often untrue. Think, for example, of the times you heard a good joke, but can't remember it long enough to get home and tell it. Or the number of times you have gone to the grocery store and couldn't remember what you were asked to buy. And the most frustrating situation of all, you were introduced to someone and can't recall their name 5 minutes later. We often say, I can remember faces, but I can't remember names. At times, something will jog our memory, such as hearing another joke, seeing a familiar product on the grocery store shelf, or meeting someone else with the same first name. What is the relationship between memory and listening? Understanding the difference between short-term memory and long-term memory will help explain the relationship. With short-term memory, information is used immediately, within a few seconds, for example, as with a phone number that we look up. Short-term memory has a rapid forgetting rate and is very susceptible to interruption, and the amount of information that we can retain is quite limited, though it varies somewhat with variations in the material to be retained. For example, most of us can remember only a few random numbers. 4, 13, 9, 53, 274, 6, 491, 713, 2,810, 1, 7,555, 111. But if there is a pattern, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1,024, 2,048, the task is much easier. Long-term memory allows us to recall information and events hours, days, weeks, even years later. You remember, for example, things that happened to you when you were growing up, songs you learned, people you knew. You may have been unaware of those memories for long periods of time, and then the right stimulus caused you to recall them. Perhaps the aroma of a freshly baked pie called to mind your grandmother, who used to bake great apple pies years ago. The next chapter discusses the five basic types of listening. Chapter 5 tells you how you can be a better listener in different types of situations.